And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I ask a real simple multiple choice question. Who had a greater impact on U.S. history? Was it Martin Luther King, or was it Cesar Chavez? Cast your vote up on my website, and as you do, you'll be able to see the interim results immediately after you place your vote. I'll announce the overall results of the poll on Thursday's show. You'll find today's poll up on my website, which is brainstormingonline.com. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is success. Each of my guests is describing their path to success and offering lessons we can all learn. My next guest came from humble beginnings in a verbally abusive home to reach the pinnacle of success in her field. She'll share her secrets of changing your life from her book, Success Against the Odds. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Vonda White is the founder and CEO of Collegiate Risk Management and Student Insurance Incorporated. She's built two companies and serves thousands of students nationwide with student health and accident insurance and various ancillary insurance products. Vonda has received numerous awards and recognition for her efforts. She's included all sorts of Small Business Person of the Year awards from her local community. She was the Wachovia Woman Business Owner of the Year back in 2006, Business Woman of the Year by the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce in 2004. She was an inductee into the Pinellas County Business Women's Hall of Fame back in 2004, a Woman of Achievement by the St. Petersburg College Woman of the Year, a Woman on the Way program, and the list goes on and on and on. She's a graduate of Leadership Tampa, class of 2005, and Leadership Pinellas, the class of 2000. From 2000 to 2001, she hosted a talk show on the Florida radio station called Let's Talk Success. She's also a member of the Entrepreneur Organization, the Young Presidents Organization, and the Tampa CEO Council, joining us from sunny state of Florida. Hi, Vonda. How are you today?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy Brain. I love to have thought leaders like yourself on the show. So for listeners to understand just how powerful goal setting is, tell us your background and how you transformed yourself to the successful business person that you are today.
Well, I grew up in a household where my parents were divorced when I was 8, and my mom was raising 3 kids on her own, and she struggled holding a job and different things. So I grew up on welfare and food stamps most of my childhood, and anything I wanted besides a house over my head and food, I basically had to earn on my own from the young age of basically 8 and 10. I would collect pop bottles, newspapers, cans. I'd go door to door. I would do babysitting, any kind of odd jobs in order to make money, in order to buy shampoo or clothes or whatever it was that I needed. And I knew that I had to do something to make my life different than my parents' life, for example. And, you know, one of the things that I ended up doing that really made a difference with me is I set a goal, I took a risk, I went after I wanted to become Miss Idol National Teenager, which for me, I was, my brother called me the ugly duckling. It wasn't something that, you know, people would say, oh, she has a great chance of winning. In fact, it would be really the opposite, but it was something that I wanted, and how do I get there? And so in order to get from A to B, I figured, you know, here's all the things that I need to do over the next 12 months to be able to have a shot at this. And I worked on it and did all those things and implemented it. And that taught me the importance of having written goals and doing the action steps needed in order to make that each, the tinier goals in order to achieve the big goal happen. And after 3 years, well, really 4 years of working on it and 3 years of competing, I finally won the title, which basically changed my life. But it was really that goal that changed my life, being able to take the risk, putting myself out on a limb, doing something that I felt was bigger than what I could actually do, but I took the risk anyway. And so that's important, that we all get out of our safety zones and think of what it is that we'd like to do if there were no obstacles holding us back. And then once you allow yourself to dream and open up and think about what it is that you want, than having it in writing and then breaking it down into smaller steps and steps that you can take daily, weekly, monthly, and keeping yourself accountable. That's what makes you achieve the things that you want to achieve. And so I've done that process throughout my life ever since, and I went from welfare to multimillionaire by doing that process.
My guest is Vonda White. Vonda, too many people measure success by financial metrics, and you believe that success is more than just financial success. In fact, you measure success along several key areas in life, things like family, the importance of your relationships, income, financial, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Why so many categories? Why are all of these aspects important to overall success?
Well, it's the six major areas of our life, with health and fitness being one area, social, having fun, giving back, because we all tick by different things. Some people, I have a friend who, you know, the main thing that brings her joy is making a difference in homeless people's lives. And for others, it might be having a successful business. And for someone else, it might be being the best mom that you can be and being involved in your kids' lives. And so it varies for all of us, but at the same time, in order to have true success, you have to have balance, and you have to have balance in the six major areas, because if you're doing well in business, for example, and you end up your relationship with your husband or your kids is terrible because you're working and focused on your business, that's not going to bring you true success, because the most being truly successful is being able to enjoy what you have and be able to enjoy like your family members and enjoy also your health, for example, because at the same time, if you are out of shape and don't exercise and don't take care of yourself, you may be successful financially, but then if you die of a heart attack at a young age, that, you know, or anything, or if you're in a wheelchair because you haven't taken care of yourself, you're not able to enjoy it. So it's important that we focus on the six major areas, and in that way it also reduces stress, because if you're doing well in one area but lacking in some other areas, that can be overwhelming, and it will make a difference, and it will affect your other area that you're doing well in.
My guest is Vonda White. She's the author of the book Success Against the Odds, How to Overcome Your Obstacles, Achieve Your Goals, and Live Your Best Life. And Vonda, the six areas of your life, that makes sense, and you want to touch on all six of the key points in your life. You've come up, though, with a 16-point system, which is really the basis of your goal system. It's really 16, I guess I would call them guiding principles. I'm just going to read them all real quickly, but I want to ask you some specific questions about three of them. The 16 are risk it, dream big, ink it, got vision, got faith, forgive and live, just do it, mind your money, work it, be passionate, be kind, flip it, seek mentors, never quit, balance it, and give back. Some of the 16 seem fairly straightforward, but there are a couple in here that I want to touch on, and I'm going to start with forgive and live. Now, I found that was a very interesting entry. What do you mean by forgive and live, and why is that so important that it's one of your fundamental principles?
We all have baggage, and a lot of times we have things that we could say, oh, because of this, I'm not successful, or because of this, it ruined my life. And we can live in the past and live with regret. And that doesn't help anybody, and in fact, it destroys the person that holds on to it. And so by forgiving, you end up living and setting yourself free, and you're able to focus on the future and focus on the present and make the best of each day. Because really, the past is the past. What we have control of is today and forward. And so that's one reason it's so important. And the person that is featured in that article, it could relate to many people, but Henry Landworth was a Holocaust survivor. His family was killed. He was put in the concentration camps from the age of 13 to 18, and he was almost killed several times. And at the very end of the war, when it was over, they marched him and three other prisoners out to execute him. And one of the guards had a change in heart and said, let's let them run. They're going to die anyway. So they put down their guns and told them to run for their life, and they did. And he ended up getting taken in by a family and nursed back to health, and he came to America with $20 in his pocket, didn't speak the language, started working in the hotel industry and learned everything about the hotel industry from bellman to maid, front desk person, etc., and he did everything with 110% of his ability, and he shined. And someone asked him to run their hotel in Cape Canaveral when they were trying to put a man on the moon, and it was the hotel that they had all the VIPs at. And from there, he ended up getting a franchise for the Holiday Inns, and he created Give Kids the World, which has helped over 100,000 families who have terminally ill children be able to have a one-week free vacation in Florida because they probably won't make it for the next year for Christmas, and so it's a way to give back to the children. But because of his suffering and what he went through in the Holocaust, he wanted to make a difference, and he knew the pain that children could suffer, and it changed his life. But he, you know, had so much hate and resentment built up in him from everything he had endured that he had to forgive in order to live and move forward. Otherwise, it was going to destroy his life. Hmm. And so that's the importance of forgiving and living.
What a powerful story. My guest is Vonda White. We're going through her 16 guiding principles that she has in her book, Success Against the Odds. Another one that I had questions about is Got Vision. Now, that's one of the stories that you tell in the book, too. Why is vision so important when you're setting your goals?
Having a vision is very important, and the person featured is Brian Scudamore with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And in his company, he has over 200-plus employees, and in the main room of their company, they have a wall that says, Can You Imagine? And the employees can put up things on the wall that they get laminated, and it'll say, Can you imagine being featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show? And 14 months later, they made that happen, because once it was on the wall, they went to work, had somebody designated to go to work to try to make that happen as part of their job description. And when you have vision and let yourself dream, what if, you know, can you imagine if we were featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show or on the Starbucks Cup, what could happen to our company? The same with our lives. What could, you know, can you imagine being 50 pounds lighter? Can you imagine finding your soulmate? So it allows you to come up with the things that you would really like to have in your life, and then you post it, and then you start going after it, and also your subconscious goes to work on it too. So sometimes things come to fruition because, you know, like for me, for example, I needed a building. I was outgrowing the space I was in for my company, and I knew I needed to get a bigger facility. And I put that up, and a postcard came through the mail about an auction, an absolute auction, and it was a 25,000-square-foot building with office space and warehouse. And, you know, normally I probably wouldn't have paid attention to that. I would have just thought of it as junk mail if I hadn't have had the vision and this goal. And instead, I paid attention to it, and I ended up buying it before it went on the auction block for the opening bid price, which was a great value. And so that's the importance of having a vision. And with Brian Scudamore, he started that company with $700 and grew it to a $100 million company. And it was by having this vision of what could a junk collecting company be if I put my whole self into it and did it differently.
That he did. My guest is Vonda White. We're talking about her book, Success Against the Odds. And another one of the 16 guiding principles, a story in your book, is Flip It. Talk to me about Flip It. What do you mean by Flip It? What's the story behind that?
Flip It is taking the negatives and turning them into a positive, learning what you can get out of it positively, and then making that work for you. And so, for example, with Flip It, Del Delisle was born with a disfigurement to his face where he has no muscle control of his face, and he can't smile, he can't frown, and his face is a little bit distorted. And his passion was public speaking, and he wanted to become a public speaker, and a lot of people that have a disability would say, you know, it's probably best if I'm not out in public and in front of a huge audience. And instead, he said, you know, who's the best at public speaking? And his mentor was Zig Ziglar. So he tracked Zig Ziglar down at a Sunday school at a church and told him his dream. And Zig gave him some advice, and he became friends with him. And after improving himself, he ended up working for Zig Ziglar and being one of his speakers. And so that's the thing with Flip It is, you know, whether it's a disability or maybe a divorce or a bad childhood, or, you know, we all have different things that have happened. And instead of looking at that and wallowing in it, you look at what you can glean from it and then turn that into a positive.
My guest is Vonda White. Now, Vonda, you interviewed many entrepreneurs and successful people for your book. What story stands out to you as the most important or the most memorable for you?
Well, I really like all the stories. And I mean, I got to interview Debbie Fields from Mrs. Fields Cookies, who was a homemaker, stay-at-home mom, and she felt inferior. Someone made her feel bad about that, and she wanted to open up a cookie store. And everyone told her it was impossible not to do it. She didn't listen. She did it anyway, and 20 years later, she ended up having 750 franchises and sold it for $450 million. And then there's stories of, like, Amber Kaufman, who was 10 years old when she started Happy Helpers for the Homeless and had a heart because she and her mom almost became homeless, and so they wanted to feed and help the homeless in Baltimore, Maryland. And every weekend, they would feed 300 homeless people. It caught the attention of Oprah and different magazines, and she ended up getting the Presidential Medal. They honored five Americans. She was one of them, by Bill Clinton. And Colonel Colin Powell found out about her and asked her to be his ambassador for America's Red Wagon. She was a BC student, but she had this passion and did these great things through volunteer service work. And so Colin Powell wrote a reference letter. She got a full-paid tuition scholarship to Pepperdine University for college, and
nice.
Has done really well. And, you know, so whether it's something that any of us could do, which is volunteer work or pursuing our dream or starting a business, it is possible, and it's possible for all of us. And, you know, the first thing is to figure out what that is, what your visions and what your dreams are. If you could actually make things happen, what would it be?
That it is. My guest is Vonda White, author of the book Success Against the Odds. And Vonda, you believe very strongly in your system for success. In fact, you put your money where your mouth is. Tell us about the one-year challenge and the $10,000 prize.
The one-year challenge is for people to send in their biggest dream, what it is that they'd like to achieve, that they're committing to going after for the next 12 months. And then 12 months later, sending us the copies of the success planner that I created, showing us what did you accomplish, what did you overcome, what were the obstacles, and you know, tell us your story from where you were, A, to getting to where you wanted to be, B, and the most inspiring will win $10,000. And so that's the one-year challenge. And
wow.
You can go to our website at successagainsttheodds.com.
Successagainsttheodds.com. I was just going to ask you that. Vonda, if people are intrigued by you, intrigued by the book, they maybe want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Go to www.successagainsttheodds.com, and you'll see videos of people that I interviewed in the book, and you can learn a lot about Success Against the Odds and order. I'd encourage you to order the book and order the success planner and make 2012 your year.
No, that is great. Vonda, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good.